My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, we will get you caught up on all the latest NFL news as teams get ready to head to camp, including Joe Burrow's been fully cleared for contact. And also, some holdouts to mention. We'll get to all of that, but right now let's talk about our Braves as we go around the yard with Grant McCauley. Grant, what the hey is going on with this team? I mean, all these injuries, man. And lay out to our listeners what happened today because, I mean, yesterday was hard to watch with Ozzie going down, and we know he's going to be out 8 weeks. What's the latest today?
Yeah, just a truly bizarre series of events that hopefully aren't going to be something that are going to linger quite as long as yesterday's injury news, which I'm sure we'll get into. But the Braves, with the loss of Ozzy Albies and that fractured wrist, they signed Whit Merrifield, the veteran who's been with the Phillies this year, also the Royals and the Blue Jays. Been around for a while, a versatile big leaguer, just thinking that would help him out. Well, he went out there to do a little fielding practice alongside top prospect Nacho Alvarez, who was also called up on this day. And somehow, in the midst of all of that, he took a ball off his hand, off a finger, and had to get evaluated. So Merrifield is going to be fine. It sounds like he will be available should the Braves need him tonight. But just when you think of the things you could do without, an injury scare to the guy you literally signed not even 12 hours ago would probably go on that list.
Yeah, Grant, you know, Dukes and I were sitting here kind of just going over all the areas of need. It's really hard to get multiple areas of need addressed at the trade deadline. There's just not enough there's not enough partners out there. Yeah. It's hard to make a lot of moves. You certainly don't have the assets in your inventory to get to part with. So, you know, if you had to prioritize, if you're Alex Anthopoulos and had to prioritize the areas of need and how you'd address them, what would the order be?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it kind of depends because it felt like for so long we're talking about, well, they could use help in the outfield, and that's still true. We've talked about, okay, well, what if you could fortify the rotation? That would be nice, right? Yep, that's also true. Now with Max Fried, there's at least some uncertainty about what's going on with him, even if it's not believed to be serious. You have a certain amount of shopping days before then you don't have the opportunity to at least get guys that could help you in October. You can still acquire players after the trade deadline, but they won't be eligible for the postseason, which is, of course, part of going out and doing the shopping is to make yourself not only strong for the stretch drive, but when the games matter the most, which no games matter more than the ones in October. I don't need to tell anybody that. But then you look at what happened with Ozzy Albies. He's going to be out what looks like at least a couple of months. Why wouldn't you want to go out and figure out a way to get stronger there? But I feel like with Nacho Alvarez and with perhaps Whit Merrifield, but at the very least with Alvarez, you owed it to yourself to figure out what you have there before you maybe over-prioritize the second base loss and do something that, I don't know, like expending your trade chips, like you said, to get all of these deals done is going to be complicated, if not impossible, for just about any GM, particularly if it's a seller's market and there just aren't that many players out there for you to get. So I don't know that that really answered the question, but it at least took us through the exercise of exactly what Alex Anthopoulos is facing, depending on what day it is and depending on what happened in yesterday's game in some cases. And for the Braves, yesterday was a double whammy, the likes of which they would like to not see again this year.
I heard Travis d'Arnaud after the game, Grant, say he could have thrown a better throw. And I was like, don't say that. Travis, it's not your fault. Like, it was just one of those freak things, right? Describe the play in which Ozzie gets hurt.
You hate that for obviously all the reasons. Number one, Ozzie gets hurt. But I mean, in baseball, you know, things happen. And it had to take that slide and that timing of that throw and the way that Ozzie went to it. There were a lot of variables in place, so you can't place the blame on Travis d'Arnaud. But I can certainly understand why he felt the way he felt after that, because the throw carried Ozzie toward the runner sliding into second base. And as he reached back, he just had his wrist pulled back in a direction in which I would have thought, just based on watching it, we're talking about ligament damage. But instead, it's a fractured wrist. And this has been a problem for Ozzie, unfortunately, twice this year. It happened twice in 2022. I had somebody online ask me if Ozzie's just fragile. And my answer to that is no. These are weird freak things that are kind of out of his control that have happened to him. But you know, as someone who has never broken a bone, I can't imagine going through what Ozzie has been through the last couple of years. And now the Braves just have to find a way to sort through it and to get through it the best they can right now. But for d'Arnaud, I know he had to be feeling some kind of way about it yesterday, but hopefully he's able to put that behind him pretty quickly. But you hate to see a guy like Albies go down for what he means to this club, not just on the field, but behind the scenes and in that clubhouse. And Austin Riley talked about it before the game. He said, this is a gut punch. And we've got a lot of those this year. And quite frankly, as Brian Snitker pointed out, it's getting a little tough to backfill these injuries for Atlanta. So it goes back to what Mark was just asking about, the trade deadline. What else can the Braves do? We're all going to find out over the next, 9 days? So 8 days, actually.
What's the rotation look like now? I mean, what's the in the short term, the resolution for Fried being out?
I think it's just kind of that revolving door of trying to get some arms up that, you know, maybe have had some success at AAA. Maybe it's just that their start times out with the day that the Braves need it to. And obviously, you know, Bryce Elder was brought up as the 27th man. That was one that it doesn't affect his positioning if they need to bring him back up again in 5 days. He doesn't have to stay down for the requisite 10 days that you do when you get option. That's one of those rules that's just kind of inside of what the Braves are trying to figure out in this math, in which they have to play what turned into 17 games in 16 days coming out of the All-Star, coming out of the All-Star break. So, you know, who will we see in this mix? I would imagine that Elder would be on that list. I think Alan Winans has been pitching extremely well at AAA Gwinnett. I'd assume he could get another look. We've seen him a couple of times in each of the last couple of years. And then as you go down the line, depending on how long Fried's out, are we talking about potential Ian Anderson return, A.J. Smith-Shawver, some of the other names that the Braves would have high on their list should they have had their services earlier? And then, of course, what will they do at the trade deadline? Could they bring over a starter that could help patchwork this thing? And then when Fried gets back, make it an even better rotation again? All of that's on the table, and I think the Braves are going to have to continue to move the pieces around on the board to fit their means, and I don't think they want to stop giving the extra rest to Ronaldo Lopez and Chris Sale as they can going forward, because that's something that's worked.
Reds in town. Let's talk about this series. Got to forget about the Cards and try to win this one. Tonight, speaking of Lopez, he's on the hill, right?
Yep, you got Ronaldo on the hill against a fellow All-Star in Hunter Green, so could be a lot of strikeouts. The high-octane stuff of Green is going to be another challenge for this Braves lineup. Of course, we saw Atlanta finally made that change, Snit did, by dropping Matt Olson in the order yesterday, maybe take a little bit of pressure off of him, give Marcelo Zuna more RBI opportunities, trying to bunch these guys up as well, if you can, with, you know, having Austin Riley swinging the bat well right now really helps, but you got to get Jared Kelnick going. I love putting Nacho Alvarez at second in the order. I talked about this in one of the shows I did yesterday. Why not ride the hot hand with an on-base percentage guy? Why bury him at the bottom of a lineup that hasn't been clicking? So I think he's getting a cool opportunity here, and one that he seems to be very excited about. Talking to him before the game, he really said, I wasn't going to be surprised by this call. I knew, you know, I know what my skills are, and I was just going to be ready, and I'm excited to go out there and attack this thing. And you got to love that mindset, certainly. And this is a guy that was just hitting the absolute cover off the ball for AAA Gwinnett.
I didn't see the lineup. Where are they batting him tonight?
He's batting second.
Wow, that's aggressive.
I like it.
It is.
I like it.
It is, but you look at the rest of his lineup, and I'm with you. I mean, if it hasn't been working now, right. I mean, yes, Ozuna's hitting, Riley's hitting, you know, Kelnick's done some good things at the leadoff spot. Hopefully he's kind of going through the funk that he's, you know, dealt with. But who else was really the logical fit for second? You don't have Michael Harris, who I also talked to before the game. He continues to run but hasn't advanced to sprinting yet, which is the next big step for him. This is just, you know, trying to figure it out. As Brian Snitker said, it's getting tough. It's getting very tough to figure out where they're able to put different guys and what order and what combination they can do, because you can't replace some of the guys that are on the injured list right now. There's just no way to do that, and making a bunch of trades isn't going to fix it either.
Nope. All right, man. Good stuff, Grant. Lots of stuff going on with our Braves. Stay up on everything that's happening. Follow Grant, guys. We will talk tomorrow. Hopefully we can get a win tonight, and then we'll see how things shake out. Thank you so much.
Later, Jim. Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.